in. And then we'd walk 15 miles in the snow to dang-nabbit.
Well, so then I took the windfall profit, reinvested in CDs and money markets, and...
Get it off! Get it off! Get it off!
I love a good barbecue.
How are those turkey patties coming, Stu?
Great, honey. They'll be ready in no time.
What's with Spike?
Oh, nothing, dear. He just wants one of these burgers. But hey, you can't have everything you want in life, can you, big fella?
I hate barbecues. There's nothing for us to do.
I know. Fix me with my new ball.
Wow, Tubby, where'd you get it?
My grandpa gave it to me. It's my favorite toy in the whole wide world, and it's fun. Can't you catch?
Nice toy.
Give me my ball, Angelica.
Ask me nice.
Give me my ball.
Say pretty please with sugar on top.
Give me my ball.
Say Angelica is the nicest, prettiest, best person in the whole wide world.
Give me my ball.
Well, if you can't be nicer than that, I guess you'll never see your dumb old ball again. I'm leaving. You little kids are no fun to play with.
Don't worry, Tommy. It's just a dumb ball anyway.
What's wrong, Tommy? What happened?
Oh, what's the matter, baby? All better now.
Why'd you stop crying? You could have got anything you wanted.
I saw it.
Saw what?
My ball. It's over the fence.
The fence? Who knows what's on the other side?
She's right, Tommy. You better forget about it.
Forget about it? I can't forget about it. It's my ball.
Tommy, it's the next yard. You're only a baby.
A baby's gotta do what a baby's gotta do.
Who's with me?
Let's go. Stew pickles, cordon bleu.
How are the burgers coming, hon?
Can't rush these things, Deed. Can you, boy?
Tommy, I don't think this is such a good idea.
Ah, oh, come on. Don't be a baby.
Where is it, Tommy?
I'm not sure, but I know it's here.
Let's go back before it's too late.
No, let's split up. We'll cover more ground that way.
What happened?
I was looking for the ball.
walking through the bar where I got stuck.
You okay, Chucky?
Am I okay? First you tied me to break it out of the playpen. Then you lead me here to a place that scares me. Then you get me stuck in the tree. And for what, huh? Nothing. I bet you never even saw that dumb ball. Where is it, Tommy? Huh? Where?
There. I knew he'd find my ball. Come on, help me over. Me next.
No, me next.
Me!
No, me!
You guys stay here. We'll get the ball and go right back. This was easy.
Spike, you saved the day.
Hey, what's that?
My burgers! Here you go, Spike, old boy. Burn to a crisp, just like you like them.
Thank you.
Have you seen my favorite tie? No, Tommy, not the tie. Oh, no. Dee Dee, Tommy did it again.
Oh, tie in the potty? I'm sorry, dear.
I can't wear this tie to dinner, Dee Dee. I gotta look professional tonight. I mean, I don't want Mr. Mucklehoney to think I'm some kind of wacky inventor or something.
Oh, you look great, Stu.
Do I really look okay? Because if he doesn't take me seriously, I'll never talk him into investing in Pickles toys.
Oh, quit worrying, Stu. Now, I've got our number at the restaurant Andrews and the pediatrician's in case of some real emergency, and here's the plumber's number in case the pipes burst.
Battle me Louise! Got a hot date at the bowling alley!
Score a 300, Tiger.
Hello? Oh, hi, Tiffany. When are you getting here? What? What do you mean you can't make it tonight? We're counting on you. But that's what you said the last time. Oh, your other goldfish died. Oh, okay. Bye.
Oh, no.
I guess we'll have to take him with us.
Hey, you must be Pickles. Put her there, pal. Just kidding, Pickles. And you must be Mrs. Pickles. Real pleasure, man. Excuse me, Mrs. Pickles, but I can't resist a good joke. And folks like you, well, you fall for every darn one.
Nice to meet you, too.
And who's the little fella?
His name is Tommy. I hope it's okay we brought him, but our baby...
Heck, Pickles, I love kids. Oh, don't think another thing of it. Want a lollipop, sonny? Oh, I love you, Pickleses. Even your kid's a sucker. You get it? Sucker?
Thank you for coming, Mr. Mucklehoney. I know how valuable your time is, sir. So why don't I show you what I brought
here? Hold on there, Pickles. We'll get around to business later. But first, let's get some chow. I'm so hungry I could eat a hog head first. Hey, waiter!
Yes?
I see you got prime rib here. Can you give me one of those pound and a half slabs?
I'll see what I can do.
And for starters, bring me some spaghetti and meatballs. What about you, Mrs. Pickles?
Oh, I'll have the,
Mrs. Pickles, I believe there's a call for you.
Oh. Hello?
Dee Dee, it's me.
Grandpa?
I gotta get out of here.
You what?
I got in an argument with Louise over a 7-10 split. I need a ride home.
But we're in the middle of dinner, and I'll be right there, Pop. And I'll bring Tommy with me. You'll have to excuse me, Mr. Mucklehoney, but I've got a little family emergency, so I'll just take Tommy and...
Shucks, Mrs. Pickles, leave a little fella here. We boys can watch the squirt, can't we, Pickles?
On the other hand...
Go on now. So, Pickles, what do you got?
Well, I call this guy the Helioptertron. He starts as a robot, see? But then you do this.
Pretty good, Pickles. Only Mucklehoney Industries is releasing two toys just like that next month, and those will go in reverse. What else you got?
Well, how about this?
What the heck is it, Pickles?
Well, here, let me show you. I guess I haven't worked all the bugs out of that one.
That's a great gag, Pickles. Hey, what else you got?
Well,
what's that thing do, Pickles?
Well, here, let me show you.
Oh, one of those wall walker things. That's not bad, Pickles, not bad. But what you do after that?
Huh?
After it walks up the wall, what you do then? Well, no offense, Pickles, but that one seems kind of dead on the mind, if you catch my drift.
Don't worry, Mr. Mucklehoney. I got a million ideas.
Well, that's good, Pickles, that's good. You just keep digging them out of that bag of yours. Oh, appetizers at last. Don't mind me if I chow down while you talk, Pickles.
Oh,
getting a little sloppy.
These, Mr. Muckle, honey. I call them wacko specs.
Oh, Pickles, you kill me. I wish I could pay you just to hang around and make me laugh. Wacko specs.
Mr. Muckle, honey, are you all right?
Is this yours?
Hiya, champ. Looks like you're having a bad night, too.
Oh, Pickles, you slay me. You must have gone to a lot of trouble to set this thing up. The Tabasco soup, the flying table, heck, even got your kid into the act. What'd you do, call the restaurant in advance? Shucks, I'll take care of that little thing. You know, Pickles, we could use a twisted mind like yours at Muckle Honey Industries.
You could?
In fact, why don't you come down to headquarters tomorrow? I got just the project for you, Pickles. A doll that grows edible hair.
We can call her Alice Alfalfa Sprout.
That's a good one, Pickles. Alice Alfalfa Sprout. I like that. Oh, Pickles.
Pick Boys looking for a job.
That's right. Join me every Friday this summer as I search for an occupation worthy of my awesomeness.
This week, baseball.
Check me out as I try everything from base coach to bat boy to groundskeeper. It's getting in my hair. Someone else take over. It's getting in my hair. America's favorite picking superhero meets America's national pastime.
Pick Boy's awesome summer job search starts Friday at 1 o'clock, only on Nick.
Touchdown!
Last teacher, though.